congratulations on a wonderful milestone, but even more importantly, got the win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We sort of we're in a position there where we need to win every game if we're for a chance to play finals. So yeah, it was really good to get the win against Ocean Grove yesterday, who obviously touched us up earlier in the year. So yeah, it was a really good result for us.
Gee, free-flowing game of footy, 11 goals kicked in the opening term. Were you happy that the game was being played in that fashion?
Yeah, I think so. We sort of, Dom and the coaching staff sort of tweaked our game plan a bit sort of halfway through the year, and we've definitely been trying to play that more sort of free-flowing attacking style of footy. Still, you know, very conscious of playing good defensive brand, but yeah, getting that more attacking game going, it's sort of starting to click now, yeah, which is good.
What does 200 games mean to Tim Cardy?
It's sort of... I actually only found out on Thursday night that it was the 200 this week, but I think it was pretty special that there was 8 of us playing milestone games at the club on the weekend. A couple of boys in the twos had milestones, and then a few other guys in the scene. So, yeah, it's pretty special, I think, to share the weekend with them. I've always played my footy at Torquay, played my juniors there, so... I've got some really good connections and really special friendships that I've made through the footy club. So, yeah, it was a pretty special day in terms of that. So, yeah, it was a good result. I had all my family down there. So, yeah, it was a really, really special day.
I spoke with your coach, Dom Gleeson, during the week, and I posed to him, was it last roll of the dice? And he agreed with that. You're now back to within a game of fifth spot, although it's a fair chunk of percentage. But your finishes, Drysdale, Port Arlington and Newcombe, not particularly in that order, but you've got the three bottom sides to finish off the season. Now, nothing's a given in Ballerine footy these days, but you'll start favourite in each of them. And a couple of results go your way, you just might sneak in. And momentum's a wonderful thing once you get to finals.
Well, yeah, that's right. I'm having a quick look at the ladder this morning. It's very tight in that sort of fourth to seventh, I think, where we are. So, yeah, if we can get those three wins and make it into the finals, sort of all you got to do is get there and anything can happen. And that's going to be our mantra for these last three games of the year. Win them and anything can happen, yeah.
You've lacked stability this year in terms of players' availability just through injury and the like. Obviously, you lost Billy Henderson to that cheekbone. Paul McMahon hasn't been at 100%, but 5 goals yesterday proved telling up forward.
Yeah, he was a real focal point up forward. He was, you know, presenting up the ground really well, and he's just he's very rarely beaten one-on-one, so he's just great to channel the footy through.
And Ben Raidme just starting to find his feet. Obviously, it takes a little while when you come back from a knee reco, but he's been able to obviously get himself in good nick and playing good footy at the right time of the year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like you said, it's always going to take a little bit of time to get the confidence back in the knee, but he's really hitting his straps, and yeah, he's really owning that win position for us. He's had another great game today.
Yep. Your two main ruckmen that started the year were Mackenzie Burns, obviously played in the flag last year, and Justin Reeves came into the club with a big reputation. Both are sidelined and potentially won't play again this year. But young Williamson got the job against Andrew Jarvis, who's the in-form ruckman of the competition at the moment, and was able to go head-to-head with him yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. We're sort of a bit blessed at the moment in terms of having those three good guys, and unfortunately it was one of them tended to miss out each week, and Connor's been given his chance these last few weeks, and he's playing his role really well. And as you said, yeah, going against a quality ruckman yesterday, I thought he held his own really well and just gave us plenty of use through the middle.
Well, Tim, we really appreciate your time. Well done on the win. Congratulations on 200 games. Big one down at Drysdale next week. Never easy to go to Mortimer Oval, no matter where the Hawks sit on the ladder and come away with the 4 points, but you need to do it to keep things flying in season 2018 and keep that hope of defending your premiership into the finals alive. Well done on the milestone. Great to catch up with you this morning.
Cheers. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.